Dear Eltos and Tenoras, I'm in Bach-Kantate, Bachwerke-Verzeichnis 127, on page 2. The beginning you get from the tenors, they sing. That's what you hear in advance, so that you can get that. In other words, is a fifth from the last note, but I would keep this in mind and have that already there. A fourth from the beginning of the tenor. Now. Or crescendo. Oh, and the T on the rest, and the other T's, like in 21 on the rest, and we end it in measure 22. The new start in measure 26 is not too hard. It's like this, the beginning from the instruments. And this is F major, that's what we had the whole time, and now it's like that. And you have the fifth of the D minor chord. You remember, this E goes against everybody else, so you have to have it sure. 28 on one, and a new beginning. Guess what I'm going to tell you now. From C sharp to D is a huge step. Don't go flat there. T on the rest. Measure 34, sopranos start here, and again to F major. You have the third down from the A, soprano, and a long note, three, no crescendo, new beginning. And watch it. I repeat measure 36. You are on this long note on the G. And mit Für mich am Kreuz. Crescendo. Decrescendo, decrescendo, one, and a T on the rest. Measure 46, sopranos on that one. And you, a fourth down. And I play it a little bit more slowly because it's, again, not the easiest part. Remember, B flat, high enough on the C, T on the rest. 55. Crescendo. Oh, that's a surprise. Another surprise. Another one. And in 61, and I am tortured by a bad conscience because in 58 I did not play according to the words. It should have been like this, starting 57. Two, one. I didn't recognize the 16s. Okay, but I'm now in measure 68. Sopranos. And that's your note as well. Dangerous that you don't go flat on the C. And the last part, basses in measure 76. Darn it, those numbers. And you continue that line. That was really wrong. It had to be like this. High enough. And a surprising major third.